honestly. It was driving me nuts. I mean, all they had me doing was beating a hammer on some weird-looking cannon thing and turning around and walking away from it, standing there for a second, and then walking back to beat on the cannon again. It was the stupidest thing. Can you believe that? I mean, how stupid is that?
Sounds like a real pain, yeah.
Well, after 4 weeks of doing that 24/7, I had to get out of it. I was begging for a change.
Well, you can't beat this gig. This one is really sweet.
Yeah?
Oh, hell yeah. I mean, look at this. We've got shade, no sun in the eyes. Later on, when it gets really dark, we've still got the big yellow things over our heads. Lights up the whole area. You don't need a torch, you know, so you can read, you can play cards, whatever. In fact, if you wanted to,
dude,
you could...
Dude, player.
Oh, crap, right. Okay. Okay, check this out.
Greetings, Leet Boy 22. You look to be a very powerful warrior. Perhaps you can assist me. My brother is soon to be married, and I wish to make him the ceremonial gown of beer drinking and lounging about doing nothing for after his honeymoon. To do so, I must have 12 feathers from the Ojibwa ear-biter bird that makes its nest in the distant valley known as Mixia's Piddlex. You will find it somewhere north on this continent. But beware, my friend. That valley is sometimes guarded by the roaming packs of Pelioractijobuscaitamentos. Green ones. And they bite hard. Bring me those Ojibwa feathers, and I will reward you with your choice of the following. The leather bracers of intense bladder control, the quarterstaff of Dixie whistling, or the crumbling greatsword of annoyance, and 14 copper. Go, my friend, and may success climb up onto your shoulder and crap down your back.
Geez, you really do that well.
Thanks. It's easy, really. I mean, I've had months of saying it 100 times a day to get it right. You'll be just as good in no time.
Oh, I don't know, man. I never used to talk to players.
What?
I get kind of nervous.
What's to be nervous about? Just remember, they need you. You don't need them. Ah, here we go. This one's yours.
Whew. Okay, here goes. Well met, Rapidude. Have you seen my book of warding anchor? I lost it in the swamp. Bring me the book, and I will reward you with... What the f*** was that?
Relax.
You didn't listen to a word I said, son of a...
Buddy, it's gonna happen all the time. It happens to me, too. More than half these guys don't give a crap what you have to say. They just show up, they get the quest, and they come back when it's done.
Well, that just bites. I mean, I rehearsed that thing this morning for 3 hours. Bites.
Look at the bright side.
Bright side?
Yeah. Standing here 24/7 and not moving can really suck, but believe it or not, there's a bright side.
Well, what kind of thing is it with it? I mean, they don't even look at you. They got nothing to say. The women don't even smile at you. All of them, they just run up, they take a job, and then they run off when... What? What? Why are you smiling? What?
You get to jerk these people around something fierce.
Yeah?
It's the truth. I mean, look at this guy coming down the road. Here, check this out. I sent him off for those idiotic bird feathers 2 hours ago. He probably spent the first hour just finding that valley. And then another hour killing about 60 of those birds just to get a dozen feathers to bring them back here. And in the meantime, he got his ass kicked twice by those Pelioractijobuscaitamentos. Watch this.
Back so soon?
Shh, quiet, quiet.
And successful. Thank the gods that a warlock of your magnificence came to my aid.
Quiet, quiet.
Perhaps you would be willing to prove yourself even more valuable to the cause. I am something of a naturalist, and have studied the fragile and delicate ecosystem of that valley. And many have remarked that there is something wrong with the fierce and deadly Pelioractijobuscaitamentos. Their numbers are dropping, and it is the wish of the gods that they be protected and allowed to flourish. I may be able to find out what's wrong with them if I study their spines. We must save those poor creatures. Can you return to Mixius Piddlex Valley and obtain 8 of their spines for me? I will reward you with your choice of the corrugated shield of nastiness, the wooden dagger of mud picking, or the bubble-blowing mace of lunacy. And 14 copper. Thank you, Warlock. You are a true friend and great adventurer.
Did you see the look on his face? When I told him he had to go back to the valley.
and he does it.
I thought he was going to take a dump.
He gets back on his horse and goes back. And the stupidest thing is...
What?
The quest. The quest doesn't make any sense.
Tell me about it.
We must save these animals. Go and bring me their spines.
And you know what else? Listen. He's going to have to wipe out like 80 of those suckers before he even gets one spine. Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. Well, that's not the best part.
It's not?
No. Guess what's the best part?
Come on.
Check out your script.
Huh? Where?
Check out your script. After the book thing. Look down. You get to send him back to get 20 of their tails.
Priceless. Oh, man.
You do this long enough, you get a pretty good idea just how stupid they can be. They'll do any damn thing you tell them. And the stuff we're giving out for it is total crap.
Okay, I get it now. I get it for sure. This gig rocks. You want another beer?
Oh, yeah.
So what is that peely dingo thing?
Peleoractojabascitamento?
Yeah.
I haven't got a clue.
You don't even know what the thing looks.
Man, I wouldn't know one if it was chewing on my privates. Who cares? You know how many of those...